Trump administration sends 53 Venezuelans to Guantanamo Bay. By Warner Todd Houston on February 13, 2025. The Trump administration has sent 53 Venezuelan nationals to the Guantanamo Bay detention facility in Cuba as the effort to deport criminal illegals gains steam. The 53 criminal illegals were not identified by name but are now being housed in the military-operated detention center where some of the world's most dangerous terrorists have been kept since the attacks on our homeland in 2001, The New York Times reported. Officials from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Defense Department have not made any statements on the more than four dozen detainees, but did confirm they had entered the U.S. illegally and are violent gang members and other high-threat illegal aliens. This is the first time the facility in Cuba has been used to house criminal illegals deported from the U.S. mainland, though some illegal aliens picked up as IA had been processed at Guantanamo in the past. The number of Islamist terrorists now being held in the facility have dwindled to 15, the paper added. The American Civil Liberties Union has already filed a lawsuit against the administration to get access and visitation rights with the criminal aliens sent to Guantanamo Bay and accused Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, of holding the migrants incommunicado, without access to attorneys, family, or the outside world. The administration's first flight of migrants arrived at the Guantanamo base landed on February 11. Flights to Guantanamo Bay have begun. The worst of the worst have no place in our homeland. pic.twitter.com/rmturu/ATRFL. CBP, at CBP, February 5, 2025. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem posted photos of some of the detainees as they boarded the maiden flight. President at Real Donald Trump has been very clear. Guantanamo Bay will hold the worst of the worst. That starts today. pic.twitter.com/ixt5rcfwa. Secretary Kristi Noem, at sec_Noem, February 4, 2025. Polls continue to show that the majority of Americans support Donald Trump's deportation efforts. In January, multiple polls showed an increase in voter expectations for a pro-American migration policy. In February, another poll showed that ICE has a majority of support, even among Americans of Latino descent. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.